Linked decisions. In this session, we'll focus on how some important decisions require you to select among alternatives that will greatly influence your future decisions. We refer to these as linked decisions. To make smart choices now, you can't ignore what you might decide to do in the future. With linked decisions, we're talking about situations that involve a necessary connection between the current decision and one or more later ones. These decisions could be years or even minutes apart. In all cases, they add a layer of complexity to the decision-making. The elements of a linked decision include a basic decision that must be addressed now. The desirability of each alternative in the basic decision is influenced by some sort of uncertainties. The relative desirability is also influenced by a future decision that would be made after the uncertainty of the basic decision is resolved. There's an opportunity that exists to obtain information before making the basic decision. And the typical pattern here is that we're going to decide, then learn, and so on. This idea might be best described in the following illustration. Notice that we start with an information decision, where you assess if you need additional information or not to assist with your basic decision. Then you make your basic decision, or decide, which results in opportunities to learn from that decision. Once that future decision arrives, you make a decision taking into account what you have already learned, then it becomes your basic decision, and you learn from its outcomes. This is a cycle of deciding and learning. Making smart, linked decisions requires planning ahead and understanding the relationships among the decisions. Decisions can be linked in two forms. The information decisions that are pursued before making the decision, that helps you make a smarter basic decision, and future decisions that are made after the consequences of the basic decisions become known. Linked because the alternatives that will be available in the future depend on the choice you make now. There's six steps to analyze linked decisions. First, you need to understand the basic decision problem. Here, begin with your first three core elements of PROACT. Then create a list of 2 to 3 of the most influential uncertainties. Next, you will need to identify ways to reduce these critical uncertainties. Decide what information is important and how to gather it, if indeed it's worthwhile to do so. Sometimes the effort to acquire additional information is not cost-effective. Identify future decisions linked to the basic decision. The fourth thing you'll need to do is understand relationships in linked decisions. Here you need to get the timing right. What happens when? Create a timeline like the one shown earlier. Sketch the essence of the decision problem, such as using a decision tree such as the one on page 178 of your book. In this diagram, on the left are your information choices, in the middle is your basic decision choices, on your right are your future decisions and uncertainties associated with them. Describe the consequences at the endpoints of this diagram. The fifth step of this process is decide what to do in the basic decision. What additional information do you want or need to collect? Again, that's the learning part of it. And finally, treat latter decisions as new decision problems. Having chosen an alternative for your basic decision problem and then learning something from that decision, what should you do now? Rethink the situation as a new decision problem. In cases where the uncertainty is so great or the environment is so changeable it's difficult to plan for future decisions, we suggest you develop flexible plans. Some examples of flexible plans are choose all-weather plans. These are plans that work well in most situations but may not be optimal. Choose short-cycle plans. Here you make the best decision possible now, then reassess the choice frequently. Option wideners. Act in such a way now that expands your set of future alternatives. Be prepared plans. Success is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. This saying is at the heart of business continuity and disaster recovery, which we will address in detail later in this course.